I am my own downfall. Falling off a 40-foot cliff face was my own downfall, even though I was only 3 feet off the ground. Being swept over a 30-foot waterfall into a rushing river, that was my own downfall. Driving down a steep hill into huge boulders, that was my downfall the day I lost the captain's prize by 9 shots. You are your own worst enemy. We are all our own worst enemy. We are all creators of our own downfall. The first time I had to take responsibility for my own actions, admit my mistake, was when I was surrounded by a smashed glass bottle and the smell of Irish whiskey. The house I grew up in was freezing in the winter. You could scrape the frost off the inside of the window pane before having a bath. The floor in the hall was made of tiles, rough brown and black squares. Daisy, the warmest woman you could ever meet, in her pink and white cardigan, was shifting some bottles from the front to the back of the house. "I'll do it, Daisy. Let me do it." Before she could say no. "No, no, Paul. That's too heavy." My chilly fingers had dropped my father's favourite bottle. It was a crying shame. It's never been forgotten in our family folklore. My parents were out. You can imagine the scent they were going to come home to. How was I going to wriggle out of this one? Who could I blame? Who made me grab the whiskey, deaf to Daisy's instruction? The kind, sweet, loving person who minded me several days a week gave me a hug. "Don't cry, little one. Your dad will understand. There's no blood. No one's hurt. You just have to tell him you made a mistake. He'll understand. But you better not do it again. No one's injured. You just have to say you made a mistake and you better not do it again." When my dad came back from his day's work in the bookshop, in his suit, polished shoes, with grey hair and spectacles, he was good. He didn't complain half as much as I expected, but I never forgot that I was the one responsible for my downfall.